So, if you could talk to anyone in the world, who would you choose to talk to? It might be the person you just spent a few minutes talking to just then, hopefully. That'd be quite nice, wouldn't it? But if there was no limit, you had instant access, who would you choose to talk to out of anybody in the world? Well, that's one of my children, and those who know my children probably guess which child this was, who chose this person. He chose, oh, it might come up in a minute. No, it's not coming up. Well, it'll come up in a minute. Cristiano Ronaldo. Well, if you could talk to Cristiano Ronaldo, if you're a United fan, you'd say, I read in the paper this week you want to come back to United. Please come back to United. If you're a City fan, you might say to Ronaldo, why come back to a failing team? Stick with success. Or you might want to talk to Elsa from the Frozen film and say, Elsa, you're amazing. You're my heroine. I absolutely love you. I adore everything you do. And your songs, they're just incredible. If you're a parent whose child has watched Frozen on DVD on repeat, you might say, Elsa, don't ever sing that song again. Just let it... No, I won't say. Sorry. Or you might want to talk to One Direction. Say, One Direction, your songs are the best songs ever written. The lyrics are so profound. Your dance moves are the best dance moves we've ever seen. You're just absolutely fantastic. Or you might want to say, One Direction, there's only one direction we want you to go in, that way. Slightly older members of the congregation might want to talk to Take That and say, One Direction, the best boy band? No way. Take That, their first phase was brilliant. Their recent career, even better. Those accountants amongst you might say, Gary, can we talk about your tax affairs? Or you may want to talk to Taylor Swift and say, Taylor Swift, your songs are just so catchy. When I'm driving along, they're just going around in my head. If you're a parent whose child likes Taylor Swift, you might say, Taylor Swift, don't ever record a song again, like ever. Thank you. Well, I've been talking to some famous people. I've been talking to Dave, David Cameron. Dave, I said, the election is coming up next year. There's just a few things I want to say about some of your policies that you may want to tweak before the next general election. And then I've been talking to Louis van Gaal. Louis, you thought it was going to be so easy taking over from David Moyes. The only way was up. Sign Cristiano Ronaldo if he contacts you. And finally, I've been speaking to Liz. Liz, you've done a great job. You're going to be our longest reigning monarch soon. Just take it a little bit easier. We want you to keep going. Please keep going, Liz. Well, it won't surprise you to know that I haven't really been talking to those people. It would be quite shocking, one, if I got direct access to those people, but also if I spoke to them in such familiar terms. To call Her Majesty Liz just wouldn't be right. David Cameron seems to like Dave, so I might get away with that one. But I have been talking to someone incredible, somebody truly amazing, somebody who makes the sun rise in the morning, somebody who makes the plants grow, someone who gives life and sustains life, someone who gave life to Beatrice. I've been talking to God. And I didn't have to go through anybody. I didn't have to go through a PA. I could go directly to God. And even more amazing, I could call him Father. Why could I do that? Because Jesus said I could call him Father. And in the passage that we just had read to us on page 74 in the New Testament section of the Church Bible, Jesus' disciples wanted to know how to pray. Do you notice it said in verse 1, Lord, teach us to pray. And they said that John the Baptist had certain prayers. As a community with John the Baptist, there were prayers that they said together that were really helpful, that encouraged them. And Jesus' disciples wanted to know how to pray. Who better to ask than the Son of God? But also Jesus was known for praying. He often prayed. But for the disciples, there was maybe conflicts around prayer. Do you remember the story Jesus told about the Pharisee and the tax collector? The Pharisees who liked to pray using really big words and then put other people down around them. So the Pharisee who went and said, thank you, Lord, that I'm not like that person next to me. Thank you how you've made me, everything you've given to me. and the tax collector who went and said humbly, Lord, please forgive me for the wrong that I've done. And Jesus started this prayer that he wanted to teach his disciples with the word Father. And that would have been radical for the people around. In the Old Testament, God's people dare not utter his name. They had titles for him like El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty, Adonai, Lord, Master. Jesus was now saying that people could call God Father. How could he say that? The high priest could only go into the inner part of the temple once a year. How could ordinary people call God our Father? Well, it's because of Jesus that we can do that. Jesus died on the cross and rose to life. So actually, all of our sin is out of the way. We're completely, totally forgiven, and we can talk to God, our Father, and we're able to call him Father. Prayer, in its simplest yet most amazing way, is you and me talking to God. But we can grow and develop in our prayers. So looking at the prayers that Jesus prayed is really helpful. Prayer focuses on God, on life with him as his people. And the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples here had key elements of praising God for who he is, asking for forgiveness, and asking that he would help us to live as he wants us to live. The first line, Father, that is how God wants you and I to approach him. And we can do that because of Jesus. You know, Peter and Elizabeth will have the incredible joy, the incredible blessing in the next coming weeks and months and years when Elizabeth says, Mummy and Daddy. Actually, I'm pretty convinced she was saying Dada up here. So Peter might be able to claim that she said Daddy first. He's got a few witnesses to that as well. But there's nothing greater as a parent when your child utters those words of Mummy, Daddy. God delights when we, as his people, as his children, come before him and call him Father. All of us this week have a choice. We can go into this week with or without God. I don't want to go in this week into this week without God. I want to know God is with me and he goes before me for the good things that are going to happen, but also those challenging times. God wants us to seek him in prayer. If you're like the disciples saying, well, not too sure how to pray, well, do what they did. Ask God, Lord, teach us to pray. And then pray the Lord's Prayer and see what happens from that. Some of you may remember the BT advert, It's Good to Talk. Jesus says, it's good to pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the incredible privilege, the amazing joy that through Jesus we can call you Father. Lord, we pray that each one of us here today would know you as our Heavenly Father and that we would seek you in prayer. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, David. Thank you for that encouragement. Thank you.